Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Carver High, did you have any other residual comments about Rizzo defending his ball player? Did you like it? Because I didn't go through the whole thing with you. He said it's yellow journalism, it's sensationalism. This is somebody that knows, nobody knows about writing something outrageous from a source nobody can confirm to get name recognition and clicks on some kind of blog. We'll never see this person, the NL executive. Obviously, he's never been with Harper or knows Harper, because if he was, then he would not have said what he said about him being a loser and he only cares for himself. It's total bull Shaq Diesel, and it's something that should be exposed for what it is, and it's either just being a hater or it's certainly unprofessional. If I found out someone in my organization said that, they'd be fired the next day.
Look, you love hearing him come back and say, because I think he's right on a lot of points on that. I'm not a huge fan of anonymous sources, anonymous executives, and he's right. It was probably wrong to even get involved in something that crazy that he said. I thought that what Chad said, Duke said to you earlier, was spot on. What do you expect this guy to say? I mean, he does want to re-sign him. He wants him back with the Nationals. What's he going to do, to not say anything, or he has to say that. He wants the guy to stay there. He needs to re-sign him. So I thought it was a nice job by Rizzo.
Do you think that, because Matt Hatter, you know more about it than we do. Do you think he's unhappy there? Because I actually don't. I think he likes his gig there.
I think he's just very hard to read. He's like very aloof. He doesn't seem like he's the leader on the team. Like, I feel like guys like Murphy and Jason Wirth, when he was there, were more team leaders than he was. But once again, he does the speaking with his bat. But he's had his, ups and downs there, too. Remember the whole Jonathan Papelbon incident when Papelbon was playing there, and Jonathan Papelbon felt the need to police him and then put an arm around, a hand around his throat. So he's just a very confusing player to look at every day and just seem like he's not the rah-rah kind of guy, like I'm telling you. So for me to say if he's happy, I don't think any of us really know.
Do you think he'll be playing for them next year?
No, I think he goes to the highest bidder, and they will not be the highest bidder.
And who will be the highest bidder? Please, because Carver High and I do not want him playing for the Yankees.
I keep thinking he's going to come back to the Cubs.
I think he
wants to be a Cub. He wants to play with Chris Bryant.
His buddy from Vegas. That's what he wants. And you know what? They are a great, team and organization. It's run top to bottom. Great Epstein, Madden. It starts at the top. It goes down one level to Madden. And then the players, they got a loaded lineup.
No, they are. And the Phillies have a lot of money coming off their books as well. So he just strikes me as a guy who's going to go to the highest bidder.
Going to the Cubs, though, like, I mean, what do you do with Hayward? You owe him a ton of money. Is Harper going to play center? I mean, what are you doing with that cut? Because nobody's taking that Hayward contract.
Well, Hayward doesn't play every day now. They'll find a way to shovel Hayward on the bench.
Money wise, that's a lot of money to be swallowed up.
As long as he hits grand slams to win games, he'll keep his job.
The Cubs would be more than willing, and they can pay the tab. They're not worried about that, I don't think.
Yeah, they got it. They're rolling in cash, right?
I mean, I think the Cubs are. In my view, it goes Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox, and Cubs. Those are the four biggest money teams in baseball. Right? Am I wrong? Because the Mets don't spend money. The Mets don't even matter. They're like the Mets are like a minor league team. I mean, are they not the most disheveled mess you've ever seen? And how about this guy Callaway, Cab Callaway? They gave him the job. Literally, it's June. It's June 14th tomorrow, and they are riding him out of town on a rail. This guy, they are blaming him for everything now. They blame him for the weather.
Well, when you watch him after some of these games, Scotty, he looks like he's seen a ghost. He sees two, three hits every night. He looks like he wants to go home. It also he doesn't want to come back to the ballpark the next day.
It also doesn't help
that
him.
Team?
It doesn't help him today when his team is in the middle of a terrible losing streak, and all the Met fans are now watching that leaked video of Terry Collins go bananas on that umpire after
that
Syndergaard thing with Utley a few years ago. So now all the Met fans, they want Terry Collins back because of how fired up he was that night with Syndergaard and that whole deal.
What did you think of the video? So just so people know, it was an old video of when Terry Collins was manager and Syndergaard threw behind a batter. The umps threw him out of the game, and then Collins went ballistic. And literally, I mean, went on a profanity-laced tirade for the ages. I don't think I've ever seen any manager actually on the field mic'd up like that, not knowing that they were mic'd up.
I think the ump was mic'd, not the manager.
The ump was mic'd. I think they should actually do more of that because it was the greatest look inside the tenuous relationship between umpires and managers. At the beginning of the night, they shake their hands and they're best friends. And 20 minutes later, they hate him for the rest of the night. It is unbelievable. Like, the baseball people, just so you know, the managers and all the players, dugout and otherwise, or bullpen, they all hate the umpires. Just so you know, don't believe a word you hear that they get along with them, because they blame them for everything. And they don't like them, and they don't get along any more than players get along with NBA refs, NFL, or hockey. They don't hang out. They're not buddies. But I thought that Terry Collins' meltdown was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I mean, that was just fantastic language and attacking that. I thought the ump was just as good as Collins. Who was the ump?
Tom Hellion.
He was great, giving it back to him.
He was. He had a lot to say.
Did he? He knew he was on mic?
I don't think he ever thought it would ever get out, though. That's the thing.
You don't think about it in a situation like
that.
And
why do you think that makes do you think that makes Mets fans miss Terry Collins?
When you're losing the way that they are right now with Callaway, it does.
Yeah, when you look at the news of the week, it's not really great right now.
If that came out the second week of April, when
but
they were
11-1. How about the idea to hire him? Like, whose brilliant idea was that? Like, remember they talked about how he's just a great pitching coach. Everyone respects him. He's got a great name in baseball and everything else. I just wanted to let you know that unofficially, no one on the face of the earth had ever heard of him.
Well, just watching him after games, he looks like he's never been around anything like this before. And granted, stuff like this really hasn't happened before. You don't go like an entire homestand getting, you know, less than 20 hits. But this team has done it. And for him to come out the next day and say, oh, it's coming, we're going to be fine, everything's going to be great, that's not going to sell right now for anyone.
Right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.